podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, coaches, welcome to another episode of Coaching Youth Hoops. I am your host, Coach Bill Flitter. We are this is a special, I guess, podcast today. One, we don't have Steve. Steve started his high school basketball practices this week, so he's a little tied up. So we're going to talk about 11 reasons why Zoom action is better than ball screens for youth basketball players. Now, if you've been around basketball the last year or so, I'm sure you came across this idea of Zoom action. And I'll talk about what that is. But, you know, the ball screen has been around basketball for a long, long time. I don't know about you, but I've struggled with teaching ball screens to developing players, or it takes a lot of time and practice to get it right and to, you know, come off with screens the right way. You know, I always said I could teach a day clinic on just setting screens and coming off of screens. You know, they can get pretty intricate, and if you want to, you know, master that skill, it does take time to develop. And then the summer before, I was just getting frustrated with kind of motion, the simple motion offense, you know, some read and react stuff I was running, some circle motion and things like that. And, you know, one of the reasons was the weak side. And I had a lot of ball watching going on, no matter what I would tell players. And show them what to do. There's a lot of ball watching going on the weak side. So that stagnated the offense, clogged up the lane quite a bit. So when I stumbled across Zoom, I thought, oh, this is really interesting. Interesting action. And could I implement that at the youth level? And of course, you know, a lot of times Zoom action is just a play or something that you run. And I thought, well, after running it a few times, I thought, can this be turned into a continuity offense? More on that later. But let's talk about why Zoom action, again, might be better as part of the developmental stage for youth players. So first off, what is Zoom action? Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm going to show just a quick an animation of what Zoom action looks like. I'll do my best explaining it to the listeners if you're just listening. But basically, Zoom action it involves three players. You have your point guard here who dribbles at one of the guards, in this case, two. And two then sets a down screen for the player in the corner. And again, if you're watching this, that's player four. Okay. So again, your point guard dribbles out one of your guards who sets a down screen for one of the players in the corner. Okay. Then at that point, one does a ball handoff or a pitch to four who tries to get around the corner, and one rolls to the basket. And then as one is rolling to the basket, the two who just set the down screen comes up and makes themselves available for a kick out for the ball for four. That also forces the defender, two's defender to stay with one, or are they going to go with two? So it creates a nice spacing on the ball side. So that's your basic Zoom action. But the reason I'd like Zoom, especially at the youth level, is there isn't a lot of ball handling. You don't need elite ball handling. So that's one of the reasons I love it. Because from year to year, if you're like, most youth coaches, right, you don't know what you're going to get. You have limited practice time, and the Zoom with Zoom, you don't need elite ball handlers. Also, it increases scoring opportunities. Now, if on the weak side, what happens is you end up in a full Zoom action, you ended up having some nice double gaps and triple gaps for the ball or the Zoomer to come off of and get around the corner. So that's always nice as well, right? I always encourage my students to get lots of paint touches. And then from paint touches, if we have a look, we're going to score. If not, we're going to turn and kick to an open person. It's also hard to guard because there you can do a lot off of the Zoom, especially now when you have that player in the corner coming up to get the ball handoff. They have some momentum trying to get around that corner. Then you have this the person handing the ball off who can slip. You can do your kick out. So it's really hard to guard, especially that quick action in ball handoffs. Now you can also get right into another ball handoff on the weak side too. So that multiple ball action puts the defense on edge. They're in constant motion, and all of your players are in motion when it comes to the Zoom. And as it kind of the back to point one, not having elite ball handlers. Also, with Zoom, everyone can get involved. Even your kids who might not have that basketball IQ, or they're still developing. Maybe they're not quite athletic. They're just simply, they can do ball handoffs down screens. It's simple action that they can get into without a lot of instruction or basketball IQ. It also teaches players how to play and not just plays. On one level, yes, it is a set kind of drill or a set play. And what I'm going to show you, how you turn that into a continuity, or we're going to talk about how you turn it into a continuity offense. But the Zoom action, you can incorporate different reads. Of course, you have the roller, that's the easy one. You're listening if players are if the defense is switching, and then you can do something off of that if the defense switches. But it gets into this idea of basic reads for developing players that they can listen and you can incorporate into your offensive scheme. The next is it's unpredictable. Again, I want to emphasize you can keep it very simple, but as your players get a little bit better and a little bit more comfortable with it, the ball handoff situation becomes unpredictable. The ball handler, the person with the ball who's going to do the ball handoff, can continue on and not hand the ball off. You have different reads, like I said before, off of the person in the corner. They can slip the screen, go right to the basket, and you got a high-low action going on. So it really keeps the defense on its toes, and you can switch up actions as your players develop. Also, it reduces the turnovers. So I've been doing Zoom for about a year, and the amount of turnovers we have is completely reduced. One, because players know exactly what to do, where they should go. There isn't a lot of unneeded dribbling in the half court set. And it because of the simplified nature of what Zoom is, we're not turning the ball over as much as we have if we're doing passing and cutting in that five out kind of motion, typical motion offense. The other thing is with Zoom, I taught it at different varying levels of players. I have an AAU team that I taught it to, and they picked it up right away. And then I also had a rec team that I, meet with once a week, and I was pleasantly surprised how quickly they got the base layer of Zoom. Now they are starting to incorporate some of the reads. So if you have a team, as we all do year to year, that changes, the Zoom action is great to introduce because you don't need those highly skilled players all the time. It's very simple action that can be highly effective. The other thing is everyone is involved on the court, all five players, which we don't want anyone standing around ball watching. So with everyone involved, players are learning. It keeps the defense busy on the weak side as well, and ensures we get that engagement and better skill development for all players. The other thing is I've been running it against zone defenses, which I absolutely love. So that gives me, I only have to do one offense. I don't have to do a zone offense and a man offense. I can do one offense. It's especially powerful against a 2-3 zone. I've used it against a 1-3-1. I've used it against a 1-2-2, just setting lots of screens on the zones. This idea of the ball handoffs and the idea of skip passes goes away. Because you're just doing ball handoffs up at the top, and players are moving from side to side. So again, let's go through just a quick recap. So number one, you don't need elite ball handlers to run Zoom. Two, you create lots of scoring opportunities through drives, kickouts, redrives. When you do a kickout, if you don't have the shooters, it's hard to guard with the constant motion and movement of all five players on the court. It empowers those kids that are less athletic to get involved as well. You're teaching players how to play, not just plays, which I absolutely love, especially at the youth level. You keep opponents guessing what's going to happen next. We're going to do the ball handoff. We're going to slip. We're going to drive to the basket. We're going to drive and kick. So it has lots of versatility that way. Number seven, you're cutting down on turnovers. And that's what I absolutely love. It's easy to implement. Like I said, I've been doing it for about a year and a half, varying levels of basketball IQ. And we get it down in 1 to 2 practices. Again, this is the basic Zoom action. You can use it against zone defenses. I've used it against a 2-3, a 1-3-1, and a 1-2-2. And the one thing that what I noticed right away is players are having fun because of the fast motion, integrating the ball handoffs and the constant movement, and because everyone is involved. Everybody's enjoying the game of basketball, and that's what you want at the youth level. So go check out Zoom, but I want to bring something up to you. So having discovered the power of the Zoom action and experimenting with it over the last year, how do you implement it into your coaching philosophy? Well, I did the hard work for you. I created the Blitz Attack Motion offense. And it uses basic Zoom action, lots of dribble drive, and motion, and puts that all together. And again, what I call the blitz attack. And it takes this dynamic Zoom action and puts it into a continuity. So you can continue to run and run the offense in the half court set. And I've been pretty excited about sharing the Blitz Attack with you. I've been running it now for almost a year and a half, and at the youth level, and it has really changed the way my players have developed, and all of the other benefits I was talking about, the Zoom action, plus it puts it into a continuity, and it's easy to learn. So if, hey, coaches, go on over. And you can go check out the Blitz Attack offense if you go to the blitzattackoffense.com. Again, that's blitzattackoffense.com. You can read all about this continuity offense that incorporates Zoom. And I think you'll really enjoy it as much as my players have had a ball learning it, using it, and successfully scoring, right? All players, they just want to score. All right, Coach, thank you for your time. Again, head on over to the Blitz Attack offense. Go check it out. All right, till next time. We'll see you later, Coach.
Sports Social Podcast Network.